we in the podcast. We're about to have a show.
Show.
Hey, about to let it go.
Go.
Let it flow.
Flow.
I close my eyes so I get this dough.
And it's coming by the ton. And you already know, my nigga Yuli, we ain't done.
Hey.
We doing this for fun. Podcast after hour. You already know that after this, I will devour a pair of ribs from Flanagan's. You already know I'm coming through. I wasn't then, but I'm the man again.
Hey.
Yeah, cause I made it out the dark. My nigga Yuli came and saved me, gave me a spark. And then my nigga Mike and Platt, they came together. And everything right now is looking so clever. It's like, damn, we had it all laid out. And on those that crossed me, y'all niggas all played out. Yeah.
Hey.
You should have stayed for the win. Now you back to ground zero. What a place to begin. I'm like,
hey,
damn, man. You know the...
Sporting touch of hands. Round number one. There's that fast start.
Mama, no, born in the Bronx, raised in Dade. Been in the city since spit had braids. But hop on the parties, but I know how to sneak me out. Now with seven figure meetings, every day we need a house. It's game time, the game's mine, you know the vibe. Yo, yeah, how we're moving, that'll rep in 305.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Don't Blink Podcast. You know, I got the kid in the building.
You already know what it is.
Today, we got Apollo Lofton in the building, man. Thank you so much for coming through, my brother.
Thank you so much
for having me.
Yes, sir. For those people who don't know, Apollo Lofton, you know, he makes music.
Yes, sir.
And and he blew up recently on the internet because what's the story behind that? I want to know.
Well, the story was that I met Drake. You feel what I'm saying? I waited outside of a restaurant for 2 hours.
All right.
He came out and I played my freestyle and he rocked with it.
Yeah,
dope.
Congratulations. And that's awesome for taking that step, man. You know what I mean? You going out your way and taking that step, that got you a lot of notoriety. That's a great thing.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, that's what it takes.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
you
grind all this time. It's like, you got to take those chances.
Of course. Absolutely.
You feel me?
It's good that you see that. Let me ask you, so tell us your story, man. Where you born and raised at? How we get to where you're at today?
Well, I was born here. You know, Miami-Dade County. I'm
born
a South Florida baby.
All right. Where are you from?
I'm from Alapata.
Alapata, okay.
A.K.A. Cool. Dominican Town.
Yeah.
For sure, man.
That's like a pit line from a classic pit line. Yeah.
Shout out to Pitbull.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, man, I'm from there. I was born here.
Yeah.
My whole family's Cuban.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Been doing music for a while now.
Yeah.
Since high school.
Oh, shit. How old are you?
I'm 25.
Damn, okay.
You're a young kid.
I'm pretty young, yeah.
Yeah, doing it.
And what high school you went to?
I went to Miami High.
Oh, Miami High, all right.
I almost went to Jackson, but you know we're using fake addresses, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody was using fake addresses.
I used that shit my whole school career since elementary.
Shout out to my nephews, they do it.
Hey, and so you went to music as a kid, elementary school back then and everything, you already into it?
I mean, I got introduced to hip-hop like in elementary.
Okay.
Nine years old, ten years old.
Yeah.
My introduction to hip-hop was actually Tupac.
Oh, yeah?
Tupac and Eminem.
How'd you get on them? You got an older cousin or something?
No, unfortunately I don't.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have no older cousins, no OG, no older brother that puts you on to those things. I got my first computer around that time.
Okay.
And I remember searching some lyrics up that I heard on the radio. I'm like, yo, I got to find this song. And on the lyric page, Tupac was like the front and center.
Yeah.
And I clicked it and it was Dear Mama.
Yeah. Oh, hell
changed.
Yeah.
Changed
yeah.
forever.
No shit. That's
yeah,
awesome.
Talk about Dear Mama. There's a record that you just recently put out. It's not about mamas, but it has like a real deep feel to it. It's like that Cuban record.
Oh,
that
Cuban record. Hold on. I heard that yesterday they showed it to me. Amazing
Thank
record.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I mean, I felt deeply about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, unfortunately, everything that's going on in Cuba still.
Yeah.
And, like, I used to go as a kid and I used to love Cuba because, like, the love they showed me.
Absolutely.
And then I grow up and I realize, like, yo, they're going through some shit.
Yeah.
Shit's
crazy out there for real. So, what you got going on now with the music, man? What you been up to?
Man, nothing changes besides, like, now I know somebody's really watching me.
Right. You know, now
I got to make sure that it's all quality.
Okay.
It's always been all quality, but now the pressure's a little bit.
Right. You got to make sure everything's clean to the end.
It has to be clean because it's no longer an assumption or it's no longer like a, oh, I hope somebody sees this.
Right, it's like
we know for sure the number one artist in the game is looking at me.
Yeah.
Watching my stories. He might like a post. He might comment. Who knows? But he's watching.
Right. So
that keeps me on my toes. That keeps me like, oh, I got to deliver.
Has anybody reached out? Has anybody reached out yet?
In terms of what?
In terms of, like, to make music, to get to record some, if you're signed with anybody?
Nah, not really. I mean, like, DJs will hit me up and be like, yo, send me a record.
No, I was talking about from the Drake thing, if anybody's reached out. But they, like you said, they watching you, so you never know when that call's going to come.
Yeah, when that thing's going to happen.
Got you. I mean, I'm not in a rush either.
Yeah,
I kind of feel like it's going to come later.
Yeah.
It's kind of like maybe he's watching me to see if I really want it.
Yeah.
Like, he's not going to give a chance to a kid who he just met. He's like, yo, let me see if he's actually going to put this work in. Because that game is not a joke from what I've heard.
No, for sure. Absolutely. Or maybe he's not even watching. But you got to stay focused doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Even if he's not, if I start thinking he is, I'm still on my toes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Sure. Like, I put that pressure on myself.
Right. No, you're doing the right thing. And that's a good way of thinking, man. So that does keep on your toes and keep your body.
I think so, too.
And he had the drone in the air, you know what I'm saying, to spot where the boy was going to be.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nah. Because that was going to happen. Like, how you got the drop on?
Yeah, I seen the one video where it's where somebody's filming you and he comes out of where is he? Where was he at? Poppy
was
State.
He was at Milo's. I think that's how you call it. At South Beach.
Oh shit! Okay. Yeah, I'm supposed to be going to dinner tonight. There.
Oh, you going to dinner tonight?
Yeah.
So he was actually there. No, and, shit. You know, I'm not gonna give away my source. I found out he was there. Yeah, and then the rest was history. The rest is like me being prepared.
That's dope.
You know,
that's
he released dope. His album. Yeah. I grabbed one of his. Yeah,
great timing.
It was great timing. Yeah. It was great timing. It's like Nipsey Hussle said, when opportunity meets preparation, I felt like that was my time to actually showcase that.
That's awesome.
You feel me?
And what have you gone back from that? Your followers must have gone through the roof.
Through the roof. Yeah. I mean, just like 2 weeks ago, Monday, I was at 3,000. Which I'm not a big follower guy.
But you need that in this industry. You know what I mean?
Unfortunately.
Trust me. I'm on the same tip, bro.
Yeah. Like, I'm not a big follower, like, or view guy. Right? But I understand in the social media age, it's like, I need that. Absolutely. I need a platform to showcase my stuff and then double up. Yeah. I went from 3,000 to 11,000 just like that.
Nice.
And he didn't even give me no shout out, no nothing. He just hit a button.
He just hit a button
and I posted a screenshot and automatically it just went through the roof.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Now you're on the verge of continuing to grow your own platform to continue to put out your music and everybody's being receptive of it. You know what I'm saying? They're leaving comments on all his posts. He's blowing up.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of love, and I'm definitely grateful for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm spending time on social media just commenting back to everybody because I have to. I was doing that before I even got the followers. Right. But it's like, if somebody's showing me appreciation, taking time out of their day to be like, yo, I rock with you, I rock with you too. And I'm DMing you back, and I'm, you know,
absolutely.
I'm having these conversations. For sure.
So how long you been working? Have you doing, you know, do you travel with music or are you doing anything like that yet? Or right now you're just recording, getting shit ready for when it's time to blow?
Yeah, I got an album tucked in, you feel what I'm saying? I'm finishing that up. Right, and then,
dope.
I mean, the plan is to keep moving forward. Drop music, see if I can get on somebody's tour.
Yeah.
Somebody's out there listening. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Let them know. Because people be watching, don't blame boy.
Right.
So let them know, hey, we ready. We ready for the tour.
Ready to open up for whoever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Rehearsing. I'm making sure I got my stuff ready.
That's dope. And who's producing your music? Who's making the beats?
Well, right now I don't have an in-house producer. Okay. Like, there's some producers I grab beats from. They want to rock with me. Like, yo, send me something. Send me a pack.
Okay.
But mostly it's just like YouTube beats, which is like... It's what I got right now.
No, it's dope. I mean, you got to do it. You know what I'm saying?
I got to do what I got to do.
I mean, look where it's got you.
And I think when you start music, it's good to use other beats that are already known. So that way the beats resonate already.
That's an old school tactic too.
Like old school when they used to bring
out freestyles and all
the little CDs they used to give out back in the day.
Freestyles. I actually got that from Lil Wayne. Like Lil Wayne back when he went on his run, like away, and like he was killing everybody's shit.
Yeah.
I picked up on that. I'm like, I can do that.
I'm gonna
start killing everybody's shit and like make sure you know I can rap with you.
For sure. And that's crazy that in el transcurso of the like music, like that's been dying out a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like jumping on other people's beats and doing freestyles and stuff like that. Like back in the day, like 10 years ago, 12,
that was everybody's mixtape.
That was the vibe.
That was the mixtape vibe. Exactly. I'm kind of like getting away from that now. Like I want to drop all the freestyles that I have and make sure I release more original content. But at least for now, like I'm building up my catalog on AudioMac, SoundCloud, YouTube. So when they go, it's like freestyles and some original work. But now it's like really like original work. Mm-hmm. Apple Music, Tidal, Spotify. Let's make sure we build that up.
Another thing of the game, man. Like it's evolved so much. Like going back, like man, 15 years ago, like that's all you had. Like
you got so many apps for music.
Like now it's like you can put it out yourself and be on iTunes right next to Daddy Yankee. You know what I'm saying? On everywhere, on Spotify, everywhere. So
exactly.
I mean, it's the time.
It's great
right now.
Power with social media. You know what I'm saying? And as easy as it seems, it's still difficult. Yeah. It's always going to be difficult. There's gatekeepers and there's people up there that's really like, nah, you're not gonna get in.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Yeah, yeah.
But we're gonna break that door down somehow.
Nah. I don't even want to get that high. Because before you get that high, there was like another high right here where they leave you alone and they don't really bother you as long as
you're still making money.
Yeah, you're still making money. Yeah,
you still got you. Yeah, you still got your shows, your merch. You're still doing your thing. And like nobody's bothering you.
But you ain't that high, you know? Because if you that high, they gonna you walking around like Lil Nas X and shit.
That's crazy. Hey, and was anybody in your family into music, or you just picked that up on your own?
I think I picked that up on my own. Yeah. Like, my grandfather would write poetry and stuff.
Okay.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, he would just, like, write little things, and at the family dinners, he would just lay them down.
That's dope.
And everybody would be like, oh, wow. Oh, yeah.
He's like an old school Jose Mati right there.
Exactly. And I guess I kind of picked up on that a little bit. That's dope. I pride myself on writing. I pride myself on, like, I love writing.
You got the artistry of showing it, too, you know what I mean?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure.
Absolutely. Thank you.
What you got coming up next, man?
I mean, I just dropped this video right now. You can check it out on my Instagram, YouTube. Okay. Right? It's called Magic City. It's like a short film type of music video.
I've seen it on your Instagram. It's dope.
You feel me? It was self-produced, independent. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? No budget. Nice. I just got to put that out there because...
You got to.
You know, we directed it ourselves. We created the treatment. We did that.
That's dope.
You feel what I'm saying? So that's what I got. But then it's just dropping work. Yeah. We got a bunch of stuff in the vault. I was prepared. You gotta understand this. I gotta put this out there. I was prepared.
Yeah.
I got videos in the vault. I got freestyles in the vault. I got an album tucked away.
Dope.
And now it's just polish, release.
Dope.
Now
Hell
that
yeah.
I finally got a little bit of a platform.
Mm-hmm.
That's great to be prepared. Absolutely. Let me ask you, what during the pandemic, you were recording the whole time?
I was recording the whole time. There was a period in the pandemic where I really, like, hit a slump.
Yeah.
You know, as a creator, and I'm pretty sure y'all can feel this, like, when you're not producing, when you're not creating and doing what you love, you kind of feel a little bit worthless.
A little bit depressed.
Yeah,
right?
A little bit depressed.
Like, yo, I'm not producing. I'm not really worth anything right now. So I went through a stage like that.
Yeah.
But that was kind of like the universe telling me, like, yo, take a break. You're burning yourself out.
Yeah.
You know, I was concerning myself a lot with the views and the likes and the followers. And that's why, like, now I don't care about it.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, I need more people. I need more views. And when that wasn't coming through, I felt like my art wasn't coming through.
Then
I, boom, hit rock bottom. But I got out of
there. When you broke through.
Yeah. He fell back, but he bounced back hard right now.
That's life, right? You go up, and then you go down, and then go all the way up.
As long as you stay consistent with it, though. You know, you didn't give up. That's a good part about it. You stay consistent with it, kept it moving, and, you know, now you get your eyes. Now you got your eyes on you.
For sure. I mean, the plan is to never give up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I see no purpose in it.
Right.
It makes me happy. It makes me happy to literally create music.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's not no more I'm doing this for money. I'm doing this for views. It's like, I'm going to just do this whether you watch me or nobody watches me.
And let me tell you, my brother to me, he's in the music industry too. He told me a long time ago, the more you chase the money, the more that shit runs away.
Don't
chase the money. Just do your thing, and people are going to love you for being you. And
that's
comes.
Great advice.
You know what I mean?
And it's almost like he had his own, like, Let It Rip season moment. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That he broke through, like about 2 years ago. I created a... like 2 years, like maybe like 2.5 years ago, you know what I'm saying? I also was in a slump. I also was in a dark place. I also was, you know, after being in the music game for quite some time, like, and almost like with no purpose, right? Like, I've traveled the world, been with all the big artists, like, done a lot of shit, but then it's like, I almost, like, not loved it. Like, I didn't like it anymore. You know what I mean? And then I was just, like, really dark in life and personal shit. And then this Let It Rip season happened. That's where this thing happened. And then it was just, like, it was, like, who gives a fuck what anybody thinks, what anybody type of music the industry wants me to make, if it's not, you know what I mean? And, damn, and then the Don't Blink podcast happened. A lot of things happened, bro, once I started to, like, align my thoughts and align my decision-making and align myself with the right people and team. You know what I'm saying? Things started to build. Things started to create. A lot of things started to happen, and here we are, man. And you over here sitting across the table from me with the same exact, you
with
know
the same mindset
story.
To bounce off that, my brother. I think that's how it happens.
Yeah.
Like, you stop chasing this thing, right? Like, you stop fantasizing about it. Like, yo, I don't give a, you know, I don't care about it.
Yeah.
I must do what makes me happy, and then it comes. It's like chasing that girl in high school. You really want her.
Yeah.
And then when you do your own thing, she comes back. It's like,
Oh, you know what I do to that?
You feel me? Like, it always happens like that. You got to ask yourself, like, why it happens like that?
Exactly.
Hey, you know how I flip it and reverse it on my shows, right? I noticed that when I would ask, like, the fine chick to come on stage, they'll be like, I'll bougie and shit. I don't want to go there. So you know what I do? I get the big one.
Oh.
I said, let me get the big one. Because when I bring the big one on stage and I do what I do to the big one, the other one's going to be like, damn, Why didn't he pick me?
The old lady. I seen you with
grandma. Oh, anybody right, can get it, bro.
He put my people's moms on.
I don't want to bring my old lady around you because you.
Hey, no, this only happens on the shows, bro. If they're brave enough to get on stage, then you're brave enough for what's about to happen.
Hey, you know, you go through an old school booty contest.
Hey.
Like
that. You know, no, but you let it rip, bro. You let it rip. And I commend that and I applaud that and I support that. And
Thank you so much, my brother.
And then Mike was telling me a little bit more about it. And I was like, damn, yo. And he was like, yo, just like straight up let it rip.
Yeah.
He let it rip and look what happened. And at the end of the day, like what you did, like artists don't do that nowadays. You know what I'm saying? That's again, like that's old school tactics. That's like going to the light pole and putting a poster there. You know what I'm saying? Or standing outside handing out CDs. You know what I mean?
For
That's like real shit, and that's awesome.
I mean,
bro.
After this Drake thing happened, that's exactly what I did. I went to Racket, you know, and shout out to the owners of Racket. They're probably tired of me.
Family out there, people, families. Yeah.
They're probably tired of my shit because I went over there and I blasted everything, thinking that they were gonna, you know, film Drink Champs over there, just so they can like be reminded again, like, yo, that's that dude who, you feel me? But that's what it takes. It's like,
no, for sure.
I went up there by myself, taping flyers and. It is what it is, man.
No, it is what it is. You got to do it. You
got to
do it.
No, you got to. You got to. You got to put your face out there, bro. That's what, you know, that's what, the one thing that social media does help with that is that my brother, a big part of this show is fucking aliens, dog.
Oh,
bro,
man.
That's what they told me, so I'm ready for that conversation. Right, what y'all want to talk about?
What you know about aliens?
What you think about them?
What do I think about them?
Yeah.
I'll be foolish to say that there's nothing up there. You feel what I'm saying?
That's what I'm on.
You see what I'm saying?
But I don't know about these YouTube videos they're releasing about, like, yo, we captured aliens or UFOs. I think there's all a little...
I don't know about all of that.
You feel me?
So I'm glad you said that, because, look, like, I believe, too, but, bro, we don't have no solid footage, dog. And then every time you watch these UFO shows or alien shows, it ends the same way. You still don't know if this shit exists or not. You know what I mean? They leave you...
Are you here or what? Yeah.
On a cliffhanger for no reason.
Yeah. At every fucking show. My brother, so the story we wanted to bring up was... It's dope. Just kind of like, it's like a manifestation in a way, you know what I mean? And I believe in that. So we saw it today. Mikey, my right hand man here on the show, he showed me a DM back in January that you hit him up, you know what I mean, with some of your music. And everything came back full circle. Now we got you on the show, and that's dope.
It's incredible how things like that happen.
Yeah, you
know, because I found out about you when your first boxing debut.
Right.
And I'm like, yo, who is this cat? You feel what I'm saying? Like, this dude really brings it. You feel what I'm saying? And then I found out you're from here. You know, you an OG. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I saw what you were doing. You know, Mr. 3 Seconds, you know, podcast.
And I'm
like, I would love to be part of that. That's like the energy I want to align myself with. So... And then you send that DM.
January, we just started the podcast in January.
We started late December, so January we had just started, and it's crazy how that came back.
Ten months later,
you put yourself in this room right now. You know what I mean?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I believe I also put myself in front of Drake.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely,
like,
absolutely.
Envision that moment, and you know what? I'm gonna go grab that.
Exactly.
I'm not gonna let anything stop me. You know, it's just like I didn't let anything stop me from sending a DM. Like a lot of people overthink that I'm not gonna do that. I'm not. It's like, no, I want to be part of that.
You're going to let it rip. So you let it rip.
Exactly.
Exactly. You guys want to let it rip.
You got to drop that slogan.
It always comes back to that.
Yeah.
I
let it rip.
Before, I like Drake. You were a Drake fan before that too?
This is the funny story about manifestation, right? So the first rap that I ever wrote that was structured, my first 16, was because of Drake.
Oh, shit.
Ain't that some shit, huh?
Because you heard what you was.
No, I had a sleepover with one of my homeboys back in like 7th grade.
Oh, shit.
Summer going to 8th grade, right? Shout out to Patrick.
Yeah. And Patrick, I see you. Boy.
Patrick, wherever you are, my brother. He inspired the idea. He's like, yo, we should rap because we were listening to Drake and Lil Wayne on Back of My Grizzly,
right?
And then we're going at it. And he's like, yo, I challenge you. You know what I'm saying? Like, competition. Write a verse. And I'm going to write a verse. And by the end of the night, we're going to see who did a better job.
That's dope, bro.
And I remember that emotion. You know what I'm saying? Like, that feeling of completing the 16 and feeling like, yo, I created this. Never forgot about it. And Drake was the spark of that. Or at least Drake was part of that spark.
You remember what beat it was?
It was Back of My Grizzly.
Back of my Grizzly.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't have the instrumental back then, so we were rapping over their words.
We were structuring
it like that. We were listening it off the phone.
That's awesome.
Damn.
You know? And then years later, Drake is the spark again.
Damn, dog. Hey.
That's crazy how that happens.
There's a lot.
That's dope, man. And listen, he's watching, bro. Just keep working, bro. You never know. He's going to come, hey, pluck you up. Come on, man. It's time to get this.
Shit, tell him right now. Hey, Drake.
Back of Grizzly for real.
Hey, Drake, look. He's in here. You heard?
Yeah, for real.
And even if it's not him,
Anybody.
Yeah, we never expected that Drake thing to happen. You know.
You know exactly. One thing. Let's just take you back right quick. I was always in my career. I would always hear everyone tell me from my parents, from my friends, from everybody, even execs was just like, "Yo, you just need that one person to see you. You just need that one person to hear you. Need that one person. All you need is that one person." And come to find out that one person was me originally the whole time.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
He just hit tremendo riddle right there.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That boy came out with the poems. You feel what I'm saying?
I actually told this story to, not the story, but I expressed myself like this to Dizem on Monday. When we was talking and shit, and then I was telling them about the Let It Rip season and what I went through. It was like a deep conversation, and we went back, and it was that, bro. Like, as soon as I found myself, bro, and I was like, I'm gonna believe in myself. I'm gonna invest in myself. I'm gonna trust myself. I'm gonna, you know what I'm saying, motivate myself. Look in the mirror and tell myself I can do it. Me.
Oh, yeah, you on mushrooms?
Nah. Yo, but I'm like, all I needed was me, that's bro. True. And then and everything else just happened. And here we are now. You know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of things that occurred from that. Yeah. And, bro, everything got cleaned up. My friends got cleaned up. Everything got, like, relationship got better. Finances, this, that. Like, everything. Like, the motion was rolling.
It's crazy how that happens, right? Like, you set your eyes on something, and the universe separates everything for you. Yeah, it's like, go get it.
Yeah.
You know, as long as you really want it.
Right. Man, listen, man, for a 25-year-old kid, you got a great head on your shoulders. At 25 years old, I was walking out of fucking prison. So, you're a million steps ahead of me, man. And, keep grinding, dog.
Thank you so much.
You definitely got it in you, man.
And honestly, bro, I mean, you mentioned that 25-year-old stuff for what you were doing, right? But your story is very important.
Thank you.
I hope you know that. You feel what I'm saying? Because there's probably like some young dude who's 25 or younger who doesn't have his head on his shoulders or whatever the case is.
He was a young me. That's what
and
I thought.
And he might look at you and be like, bro, this dude is actually doing something with his life. I don't have to hang around with these people, or I don't have to do these type of things, no matter how cool it might seem.
Right.
You know, on the public eye or at the moment.
Right.
So your story is very important, my brother.
Thank you. Truly appreciate it.
Your story is very important, man. This
shit. Hell yeah. Hey, you know what's crazy when I saw this?
That's what we're trying to push. We always try to push that. You know what I mean? Like, I come from the streets, so it was hard to tell my story for a long time. Once I turned here, I went straight legit, and I'm you know, a professional fighter. Now it's easier for me to be like, yo, I did all that, bro. And trust me, at the end, when you come to my age, you could be like, damn, all that shit was dumb shit. Or you could realize that now at 25, while I'm telling you that an OG went through it, and just turn your life around right now. Don't even go that way. You
know? It's very needed. An OG is very needed. Yeah. I feel like the game of like the OG is lost.
Right.
Like, look how many people, young cats, with no guidance. Yeah. If they had an OG tapping them on the shoulder, like, yo, you don't got to move like that. You got to move like this, like tying up. Yeah. It's, you know, things will go a lot better.
It'll make a big difference.
Absolutely.
But I feel like this society is just different now, you know what I mean, as far as like even the younger generation, it's just different. They didn't grow up. So you're 25, you know, when we was
born in 96.
That's still almost like still in our time almost. You know what I'm saying? So 96
I was
is almost
out
still,
right in 96.
Yeah, 96. What phones was out in 96?
Actually Pac died like in 96 that we were
Pac
born.
Died in 96 in September.
So
you're
still like one of us with that mentality, even of like going out there and doing that. You know what I'm saying? Because that comes from those times. You must have seen it like growing up. Now,
that's exactly where I saw it. I saw it from the J. Cole's waiting for Jay-Z outside of the studio to hand them his CD. I saw it with Big Sean with Kanye West. You know, going to the radio station and freestyling for him and waiting a year. And J. Cole waited a year too. That's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't want this tomorrow. Let me wait a year, some change like they did.
And when they snatch you up, he's so ready, it's not even funny.
It's so ready, they might have to like step back a little bit. Like, let me do my thing, bro. I've been envisioning this for a long time.
Right.
Hell yeah.
You know?
Right. Proud of you, dog. Keep this shit
moving. Hell yeah,
thank you so
keep
much.
It rocking, and then let's just continue to grow. Let's continue to evolve and work some more, bro. Get in the studio together, you know what I mean? Work on some music.
If you're with it, my brother, I'm with it. I'm always down to work.
Play a beat right now.
No, but for real, like, you want to go to the studio?
We definitely gonna work for sure.
Austin, let's do it, nigga. I'll be a producer or something.
Oh, yeah, he definitely the producer.
You can get on the song with, hey,
that's it. Yeah,
with the hype.
I'll be in the video for sure.
Hey,
my brother. Well, great having you on, my brother. Nothing
Thank
but
you so
success
much.
To you.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, this is my First podcast experience.
No shit.
Oh, where? Yeah.
No shit.
Listen, I was very in my room until this happened. Well, and now is when I'm actually like, man, I got to go out and network. I got to go out and talk to people.
Yeah, network, you have to. And I'm saying,
right, that's an honor, man. I appreciate you.
Sure,
thank you so
man.
Much.
Yeah, bro.
This is my first podcast. So I was like really like
excited. Yeah, so how you feel? How you feel, bro? How you feel?
I feel good, you know? Yeah. But I'm going to get used to this. I'm going to definitely get used to this. Yeah, yeah. You feel me?
Well, you speak well. You know what I mean? You're very eloquent with your words, bro. So you're not going to have a problem in front of the camera. I see too. So
that's he opened up. He talks, you know what I'm saying? He got a story to tell, and he got a story for everyone to listen to.
Right, he's a young cat. You got a good head on your shoulders,
thank
bro.
You so
I wish
much.
You nothing but success, my brother.
Thank you, and I wish you the same.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. There's been another episode of Don't Blink Podcast. We had Apollo Lofton in the building.
Check out
his story.
Sir. Yeah.
It's dope as fuck. Give you some inspiration. Get out there and do something about your situation.
Especially for the young ones. You know what I'm saying? Especially for the young
that's
ones.
Right.
You know what I'm
right.
saying?
That's
get
right.
out there. Get
gotta,
it popping. Hustle.
Get up off your ass. Go fucking stand in front of wherever you got to stand in front
whatever.
Of and show people your art. Whatever
whatever
it may be. Hey, Don't Blink Podcast. We love y'all.
Don't blink.
I think me and Two Nights got something great going on. We got some great guests coming up. It's going to be dope. We got some dope people that already signed up to do it with us, which is great. A lot of people show us love. And it's because we love them back for sure.